USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic House prosecutors have now wrapped up a long day of arguing for the conviction of President Trump on two articles of impeachment. Lead prosecutor Adam Schiff urged senators to demand more evidence.
We can and will prove President Trump guilty of this conduct and of obstructing the investigation into his misconduct. But you and the American people should know who else was involved in this scheme. You should want the whole truth to come out. You should want to know about every player in this sordid business.
One of the president's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, was not pleased with Schiff.
They accused my client of lying, when they accused the United States Senate of lying, when they've accused my colleagues of lying, and then the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says the words executive privilege and other nonsense, it's going to evoke a reaction.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The White House released a number of documents that show efforts by the administration to withhold military aid to Ukraine last year, an issue that led to President Trump's impeachment. The White House Office of Management and Budget made public nearly 200 documents, which include emails discussing the move a day before the president made a phone call to the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky. The impeachment's abuse of power charge contends the president withheld military aid as leverage to persuade Zelensky to announce Ukraine was investigating Biden and his son Hunter, who's a former member of the Ukrainian gas company Burisma. The Government Accountability Office said last week the Trump administration broke the law when it withheld the congressionally approved military aid, which was ultimately released last September after the whistleblower blew the whistle. White House attorneys said the documents are protected by executive privilege and that releasing them would weaken the institution of the presidency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Recording Academy is facing a discrimination complaint from the former CEO of the Grammys. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Deborah Dugan filing an explosive sexual harassment and discrimination complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission against the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences after she was recently placed on administrative leave amid allegations of workplace bullying. She claims she was sexually harassed by the general counsel to the Academy and put on administrative leave for raising numerous concerns about goings-on at the Grammys. For instance, she says the Academy's board manipulates the Grammy nomination process. Her dismissal became public last week, 10 days before this year's Grammy Awards telecast, which is coming up this Sunday.
China has issued a travel ban for all residents of Wuhan, which is the epicenter of a coronavirus outbreak that's killed at least 17 people. The ban comes as millions of people in mainland China are expected to travel long distances to celebrate the Lunar New Year. The city is shutting down all public transportation, including buses, subways, and ferries. Officials also canceled all flights and trains departing from the city in central Hubei province. Transportation officials didn't ban travel by private vehicles, but warned that citizens shouldn't leave the city unless there's special conditions. Health officials are attempting to contain the coronavirus outbreak, which likely began in the Wuhan seafood market, which has since closed. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.